here at the 2019 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we are closing it out with Mr. Trent Henson from Pure ITQ. So how are you, Trent?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, nice to meet you.
Nice to
and
meet you.
And good job up on stage there.
Thank you.
You kind of closed out the show as well with your closing keynote. But before we get into that, how did the conference go for you guys? How was it for you?
I think the conference went awesome.
Yeah?
I heard about quantum computing. I heard about machine learning, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
A little scary on some, a little informative on the others, but they all meshed really well together.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good overall message. This conference is about innovation, and I think every presenter nailed that.
I agree. The quantum computing scared the you-know-what out of me. So, but exciting nonetheless.
Exciting nonetheless.
Exactly. So let's talk about your topic up there, Software Design Credit Union. What is SDX, and what could it mean for your credit union? So give us a quick overview.
Well, it's Software Defined Credit Union.
Oh, okay.
Just make sure
Software Defined. My bad. Oh, my goodness. Defined.
So Software Designed is AI. That hadn't got here yet.
That's right. That's next year.
That's next year. The software-defined credit union, in a nutshell, is a methodology and approach to bring centralized policy-based everything to a credit union to remove IT from the daily grind of having to do all those manual tasks. And we want to define it with a board-approved policy that orchestrates everything from how do I secure a database server to how do I improve performance on my network to how do I bring applications from awesome conferences like this into the credit union much, much quicker.
Yeah, indeed. So
that's it in a nutshell.
That's a great nutshell for sure. So what are a couple of takeaways? What did you want your audience to go back to their credit unions with? To apply first thing Monday morning from your talk?
Well, I hope we are also one of the people that they go back with from an awesome, awesome conference with good ideas. I think the easiest takeaway is if they're not embracing software-defined networking, software-defined WAN, software-defined desktops in the form of VDI, and the software-defined just core infrastructure for their servers, which most of them have at some degree, if they're not at least exploring those technologies, I highly recommend that they start there, at least understanding how they provide value to the credit union users and the members.
So where do they start? Besides talking to you guys at Pure IT, but where else can they go to get educated on this type of stuff?
Well,
or come to conferences like this?
Conferences are a great source, but I think where they start specifically, it's very hard to determine a roadmap if you don't know where you are. So the first thing to start with is assessing where you are right now, how much of the things that were discussed here today can actually be implemented or begin to be implemented with what you already own. So understanding and assessing what you have now.
Right.
Once you know that, then you can make a strategic plan. And the strategic plan may be 12 months, it may be 36 months. It depends on where you are on that roadmap to get from here to there. But if you don't know where you are now, really hard to figure out when you got to the finish line.
Yeah, exactly. And so why is this stuff so important today for credit unions? I mean, obviously, from my perspective, it's keeping up with the Joneses. It's being relevant. It's staying ahead of the curve, all those cliches.
That's a good cliche.
If
you use fintech as an example and say keeping up with the Joneses, I want to see the Joneses in my rearview mirror. Credit unions are empowered to do that because the way they approach technology and their ability to be nimble far surpasses typical commercial banking.
Yeah.
Now, banking has the big money and they have massive teams, but they're still a very large organization. Credit unions can capitalize on that, and I think they can leverage the software defined to bring things to market much quicker. Couple that with machine learning, business intelligence, and at some point true AI. But let's look at what they have today.
Excuse me. That's okay.
I just spoke a lot. Coupling with what they have today, they can actually not only bring the products to market, they can bring relevant products to market right now by understanding what their members' needs are. And this empowers them. I consider this an enabling platform to put all these other really fantastic technologies on top of.
And so this kind of stuff kind of levels the proverbial playing field, right?
Absolutely.
You implement this type of stuff?
Absolutely leverages that playing field. If you take all the credit unions in the United States, their asset base is roughly around $1.25 trillion. That also equals one big bank. So that's the dynamic we're working with. And if we can bring relevant products, be nimble, give things to the members in the palm of their hands mm-hmm. in the blink of an eye, mm-hmm. we have leveled that playing field.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
That's what the software-defined credit union really enables the credit union to do.
And isn't there kind of an intangible cool factor with this stuff as well? When your credit union is doing cutting-edge type stuff, I mean, your word's going to spread to family and friends, like, hey,
I can give you a great use case.
Yeah.
Where this idea came from, I was at a volleyball game for my daughter.
Yeah.
And there was a credit union as one of the booths at a volleyball game, and I couldn't figure out, why is a credit union here? They're selling sports tape and balls and obviously other things for volleyball.
Yeah.
So I went and asked, I'm curious, why are you here?
Yeah.
They said, well, if you look at the audience, there were several thousand players. They said, all of these young ladies are probably in line for student loans. They're coming up very soon.
Yeah.
So we want our credit union brand in the market.
Good idea.
Oh, well, can you actually start the loan process?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we can't do that here, but if you come to our branch, and that's where the light bulb went off. With the technologies with software defined, and this isn't cutting edge, this is a combination of bleeding cutting, but mm-hmm. practical, it's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've done this for credit unions already.
Mm-hmm.
We have a credit union in Dallas that can go out into the community with an iPad, an Android tablet, whatever they happen to have in front of them, and conduct full transactions while they're at that volleyball tournament, at the community swim team event, while
mm-hmm.
they're at whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
they're able to go into the field. Big banking isn't doing that just yet. They want you to do it with your portable application, but now I get the benefit of a credit union high touch approach,
mm-hmm.
and right now.
That's kind of like pushing the credit union out there and then pulling them back into the other services.
It's taking credit unions back to their grassroots where they started. If you think about it, credit unions were the original crowdsource.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions brought a group of people together,
crowdfunding,
combine their money,
mm-hmm.
put it to use with that membership.
Right.
Bring that forward to now. They're going back to their grassroots of putting people together and adding value.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it where the people are to meet today's age demographic and not asking them, you know, millennials and below, oh, you have to go into the branch if you want to buy a car.
Yeah.
Probably not going to be a good mix.
No, that's friction, you know.
That's friction.
We're trying to be frictionless these days.
We want to create a frictionless plane
mm-hmm.
where the car dealership, the home seller, whatever your demographic is, whatever you're after,
mm-hmm.
can all meet on that same plane
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Still have the high touch, which credit unions love, and provide high value to the member.
Oh, that serves two purposes. Yeah, you still get the high touch going out into the community, the volleyball game the tournament, for instance.
Yes.
But then you have the technology along with it to like get that transaction done or whatever needs to be done. That branch can be anywhere now.
And we're doing that
Wonderful.
Today, and we actually empowered that credit union to do that 3 years ago.
Oh, did you? Okay.
So they've been doing that for 3 years.
Oh, right on. Okay.
As a matter of fact, that credit union came to our office. They're in Dallas, we're in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
They came in and opened up, I think, 18 new accounts. Now, to be fair, our company gave every employee $25 to open a savings account with the credit union.
Yeah.
But the credit union came to us at an hour conference room.
Yeah.
And they also did four loans, and they helped with financial consulting in real time with a person in our office. So now they can go out to their different segs and add value
and
immediately.
And they were just on an iPad, they were just on a tablet or something, or a laptop?
They were on
a
tablet,
oh my gosh.
And they were doing full transactions, including printing receipts and everything they needed.
Oh my gosh. That's
completely mobile, completely secure.
Those are great stories. Great stories. Very cool, sir. All right, any more info? I know you got to close up and head out as well, but thank you for your time. But any more info? Any final words of wisdom here, Trent?
I encourage everyone in the credit union space, and I would venture to say even outside, to start looking at these newer technologies, software-defined, stop coupling critical business processes to single capital assets.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe for legacy.
Yeah.
Look at software-defined and fill in the word after that,
mm-hmm.
networking, WAN, infrastructure, VDI.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be worlds ahead of where most people are today.
Right on. That's a good message to end on, Trent. Thank
All
you
right.
so much, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Have a great
your time.
Day.
You too. Keep up.